Today we're talking R&B singer Mateo comes out and special guest Donger and Nicole steps in studio. Stay tuned.
You are now tuned into Black Hollywood Live. The beat.
Girl, I have told you I think that you're special. Like rhythm and riddles, I explore you. Your hips turn to rivers. You'll see me swim in them. My waves will make you speak in tongues like Spanish.
What up, y'all? It's your boy DJ Jesse Jane here in studio for Black Hollywood Live's The Beat. We're listening to Mateo. Stand Up For Love. I'm joined in studio by Miss Queen.
Every day, all day, I'm in the building.
Special guest, Donger and Nicole.
What's poppin'?
She's so cute.
She just dropped her music video for Too Good. We gonna play that a little later. Very excited.
I'm excited.
Girl, look at you, came in with your
She's
fresh
so
look.
Cute. You know, and it's fresh, okay? Just for y'all.
She did
so
her cute crunches this morning, y'all, because she came in with that Janet Jackson six pack. Look, Too Good.
Thank you.
All right, so I had to play that off the top because, so I'm going through my Snapchat. You know, I be on my research and development. Mm-hmm. But someone beat me to it, Mr. Carter. So apparently, R&B singer Mateo, he was in the mixtape world for a while. R&B singer, dropped a single a couple years ago, and he's been kind of quiet. I've hung out with some of his camp in the recent years, which, you know, there's always some rumor about somebody doing something somewhere. And that rumor kind of has carried through as to maybe why he's been quiet for the past 3 years. Well, apparently yesterday on Facebook, this happened.
Hmm. All right, so I'm going to start off by reading the first portion of, the excerpt that he put. He says, so I'm going to talk to you like a friend. I'm gay. It's been a hard thing for me to type and even harder to say, but it's the truth. I've worried for years about what people would think, my career, and everything else I haven't thought about, but not anymore. It's crazy how we hide our light because we are afraid it won't shine bright enough. Over the years, I've created so many faces and have done so many costume changes just to hide the simple fact that I am who I am. I've changed my name. I've worn clothes I didn't like. I've written songs about my most meaningful relationships and changed the pronouns. Or for what? To meet my assumed expectations of others?
Mm-mm. And what did you take from that? Like, you've followed Mateo's career, so.
I've been following Mateo since he kind of first stepped on the scene in 2009 with his Love in Stadiums mixtape. And just to kind of see how he disappeared when he first really kind of got his big chance in 2011 with his first single, Say It So, I thought he was really going to make it, you know what I'm saying? Then he kind of disappeared, but now to see why, you know what I'm saying, he you know, had to step away from the spotlight. Because it's hard in the entertainment industry when you're a homosexual and a male at that. You know what I'm saying? So I completely understand where, you know, he was coming from about taking that time to really kind of get to know himself and really find himself and really figure out, is this what I really want to do? If I be in entertainment, do I want to be me or do I want to portray something that I'm not?
Donger, what's your take? I mean, I know in this industry, me being out here in L.A., I've met a lot of people who struggle with this same exact dilemma. And it's like, do I just stay a writer or do I come out and, you know, be my authentic self? What is your take from the story and what would you say for advice to anyone going through something like this?
Well, first off, and I tell everybody this, like, there's nothing more valuable than, like, true happiness. Mm-hmm. So if you have to be in a situation where you can't, like, authentically be yourself, even if you're doing it for the money and, like, you know, whatever situation, like, it's just, it's gonna mess with you. Mm-hmm. Like, it's gonna, you're not even gonna know who you are at a certain point. So I feel, even though it might not be the most popular way or the most lucrative way, to be yourself and stand on it. Mm.
Amen. What you thinking?
I agree.
I think that we live in a day and age, and I say this to so many people, I think we live in a day and age where television has to tell us, oh, it's okay for there to be a gay R&B mm-hmm. singer. And once now it's on TV, now we can open the floodgates and now release. It's like, yeah, we don't live in a world that is set by commercials anymore.
I honestly think people who come out and be themselves in the very beginning is always respected.
I think it has to be from the beginning.
It has to be from the very beginning. I think they need to come out and be true to who they are from the very beginning. If you're a person who's gay, fuck it. Be gay. Be who you are. Stand true to who you are.
Someone said they wonder, though, if gay artists feel like they don't know what to sing or talk about.
Because no, being gay, you don't have to come love, out. But love is
but you
love.
Gotta, I'm gonna, you know what I mean? I'm going to be like, yeah, when I was smelling on your dick.
Yeah,
you know
but I mean? You, it doesn't matter because your songs doesn't have to represent you. Like right. Like Frank Ocean,
yeah.
His joints was indirect, right. But yeah. Everybody was able to
Frank,
figure.
We've been thinking about you.
Yeah, think about you, right. So it's not like you have to come out and directly say I like when you enter me, you know right. What I'm saying, but you could still sing songs of love. I mean, yeah, I like when you enter me, but I mean, but you could sing but you could sing songs of love. Everybody one thing that is in common, whether you straight or gay, is love is right. Universal. I think if you're going to sing about love, it doesn't matter if you, maybe at the time you want to make a song that has to do with a heterosexual relationship. I love, you know, honey, when I touch your hair and da 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 da, it could still be indirect though, because right. The dude can have some long fucking hair. So I just feel like anybody who's fighting with their sexuality, I think you should just, and you're coming into this industry, I think it's important for you to just be who you are.
And it's harder said than done, but shout out to
Mateo. Fuck it all.
Fuck it all. Shout out to Mateo for coming out, stepping up. All right,
and
let's get into
it. And I saw the picture of him. I mean, goddamn, the door was cracked already. I mean, you weren't really hiding too much. You can see it, but, you know.
The door was cracked.
The door was cracked. Okay, sorry.
Shit, that was a motherfucking garage door. Button dumb impressed. All right, no, let's talk about it. So, you know what we do here. We play videos. We done search YouTube all across to find you guys some of the best talent across YouTube. So, Dellinger, we're going to play some for you. And just hear what you authentically think of these amazingly talented people. So the first one I had to play this week because Queen would have killed me.
Yes. And you looked her up.
Bitch.
Give
did
me
I
my
look
props.
Her up? Did I look her up?
What you think?
We about to put this bitch on, y'all.
Yo,
I'm contacting her. No. Dodger, you're going to get you. Y'all need to do a song together. Like, so this girl, she...
her name is... fuck that.
No, listen. Because you have to say the story's incredible.
Okay.
She was never comfortable with freestyling. Mm-hmm. She's a freestylist from New York, and she's really dope, and her brother forces her to make these YouTube videos. He just gets her in the car, puts a beat on,
and she goes, but her eye when her eyes open wide... She's in her matrix, and all her songs that you see is her freestyling.
Dope.
When I tell Danny Devastation, you ain't hear about this girl yet?
Mm-mm.
Let me tell you something. Right now, she's online.
Just popped
she
out, like,
just started popping about 2 weeks ago. But the girl is so talented. Fuck it, you'll see.
Here we go. This is a freestyle to Ready, not Danny Devastation.
From what? He said, why you put this emotional beat on? Hey. Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. When they listen to me, they say, Danny, you're atrocious. I move my fingers, put the hater under hypnosis. I'm an ill bitch, a real bitch. My diet hypnosis. I'm a real bitch, a real bitch. My diet hypnosis. And right before I spit, I slip into a slight psychosis. You should call me the magnum opus. Can't sign to no label because nobody cannot control this. I've been sitting in my car contemplating. Debating, been having some conversations with that new label Satan. And Satan said, you can make it. It's sacrifices, and if you decided to take it, you'd be set for life. And then Jesus told me, said, you gotta be humble. Let me speak. I was just 11 when I was up in the streets, in the grocery store, packing a bag for something to eat. Jesus, how was I to prepare for what happened to me? Shit, tell me what's your issue with my father. They say he. Is that my fucking karma? I did not want to sell that. I did what I had. My mama called me the man of the house, like Jesus was my dad. Jesus, I'm just. Mad, but I know you gave me a gift. I made a promise a long time ago I was gonna keep this shit, but every time I cut the TV on, these rappers make me sick. They say,
Hey, Danny Devastation, y'all.
She's sick.
Listen.
Go ahead.
Okay, first of all, she's spitting.
Yes.
Like, that's number
that's
one.
That's just one video. You ain't played my other video, but no, I'm gonna let that hold. Go ahead.
Secondly, her character, her swag, like, she's sitting in the car just going... Just going off.
Okay.
You gotta hook that up. Freestyling. Freestyle. We're gonna try to find. She in Brooklyn. Somebody needs to get this girl because.
No, she's dope. Like,
D, if you go through all her videos on YouTube, like, you gotta watch every single
Panda
one of them.
Freestyle is. You have. I didn't, the only reason I didn't pick that was because, like, you can see, as a freestyler, like, your first verse is always, like, meh. And then because then you get the hypeness of that second one comes in, then that third one.
Yeah.
But the Panda freestyle.
She's sick.
Okay, I gotta check her out. I
love this stuff. That'll be crazy if you get her. Yeah. Janie Devastation, look
her up. The
Two
Good Remix.
Why you saying that?
Yeah. I'm surely not.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, so next but not least, the Underachievers. We've talked about them before. It's a dope video concept. Check it out. The song's called Play That Way.
Nigga, mine just like a calico. I let it go, I'm taking risks, I bet that money flow. Geronimo, if she ain't fucking, then she gotta go. Like adios, if that weed ain't like that Cali dro, don't pass it, bro. That shit be too strong, nigga. It got me flexing in the back. My money too long, nigga. 33% in tax. You fucking coupon, niggas. I see you saving all them tax. My nigga, the wrong sinners. I hit them all and blow a bag. See, she really trying to kiss me now. See me in the crowd. Niggas really trying to diss me now. They can't take me out. She be sipping on that handy now. Says she feel alive. I drink Remy like a Fetty Wap. Nigga, fuck the cop. That was random. She dirty dancing. She in a trance. And she trying to fuck with niggas way above the average. And my niggas running through the thing just like a savage. We stacking up until the gang is living lavish. They be trying to hang with us. They still be popping. Okay. But we don't fuck with niggas all about that clout. No way. I'd rather be alone and fucking.
The Underachievers, Play That Way. I feel like they shot that downtown. Oh, I forget what the name is.
The building.
Yeah.
I think my friend Leah live in that building.
Yeah, with the pool tops.
The pool, yeah. All right, I was like, damn, they gorilla styled this whole video.
Yeah. That's why I fuck them. They're independent artists, and they just be like, they just have a different, the way they attack their flows on every beat is so dope, and they're just, I don't know, I've really liked everything that has come out of their
They sound good. You can understand what they're saying.
And that's important.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Oh my God!
Mm-hmm. Are you from Atlanta, Texas?
I'm from Texas, Dallas.
I knew it was one or the other.
Because
they got cute girls.
All right, so have you guys heard of? You've heard of Ro James?
No.
Yeah.
His new album that just dropped. Girl, yes, you did. We played the damn video 2 weeks ago. Permission.
No, okay.
Anyways, check it out. The song is called "Already Knew That."
You be acting like you want it.
Oh.
You be acting like you don't want it. Sunlight, you on top of me right now.
Totally on trend right
now. I like him.
Breathing on me and I'm breathing on you.
Okay.
It's like making love, but it's more like making magic. We be stopping traffic. We be going this hard. Oh, but you already knew that. But you already knew that. You already knew that, girl. You already knew that, but you already knew that, you probably knew that, girl, yeah.
Oh, is he out here?
Ro James, already knew that.
He out here?
Yeah.
We need to get him on a show.
For sure. So, yeah, he dropped his most recent project. And, I mean, just looking at the video, it's very on trend with what's popping in L.A. right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Fun.
The song. What's your take on...
My take on Ro James, first of all, I wasn't on him until I heard Permission.
Girl, that's
and I was like, oh, what's this? And I love his sound. I am a true lover of R&B, authentic R&B, so I love how he mixes, you know, the trendy with the, you know, classic.
Yeah.
My sister Leah, she in the video. Hey, girl. Yeah. But I love him. I think he's got stamp. And then he reminds me of Prince. He's like,
ooh.
He has like a Prince sound in there.
So my question is, and you know, I don't know.
He probably got next.
My question was, where's Miguel? Where's Frank Ocean?
Frank Ocean is
a phoenix.
But Miguel
done released one album and fucking everyone in the world.
He got his coin,
you know,
he got out.
He, right.
Yeah.
But
okay.
I think Miguel is probably cooking something up. But he's also, isn't he married?
I think he is.
Did he get married to that girl?
I think he's married.
Probably.
But do we live in a time and age where if you had, you know, one hot season that you can kind of sit out for a little bit and then here comes a Ro James who's going to eat up your seat?
Just sat here and said, where's Miguel? Miguel is in the kitchen cooking. He going to come back. He dropped something not too long ago. But people like this, they have their fans. They have their diehard
fans.
Their core fans.
Yeah.
So like we used to talk about before, as long as you have your, like, say, if you got – 20,000 core fans. Fuck the millions. Because mm-hmm. those core fans is what's going to feed you. They're going to be loyal. They're going to buy everything you got. So it doesn't even make a difference. So I think Miguel definitely has his core fans. He's sexy. He kind of sexy.
And for Frank.
And Frank.
Well, he got his, like you said, he got his coin.
Right. He got his coin and bounce.
He don't care. He doesn't seem like the person who wants the fame. All right. Shout out to Ro James. All right, Mr. Carter, Craig David, tell us about it.
First off, I'm happy that Craig David is back.
Apparently.
Were any of y'all fans of Craig David like back in the 90s?
Yeah, he used to tour with Tweet.
So this song is it's very pop, it's very modern, it's very fun, it's very Craig David. Listen to the flow.
Okay.
Boom. It is. I'd be like at EDC or something.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Doesn't matter how many times I try.
Can't be still without the your same. Love.
So I'm not giving up, no, no. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Doesn't matter what's been said or done. Yeah, I can make it right. Just let me love you one more time.
I got liquor in my system.
Yep.
Feeling kind of wavy, got me thinking.
Still
all the things we used to do. Back then when I was there with you. You were there for me from the start when I didn't have a penny still with your heart.
This.
For me, those feelings haven't changed. Need you back in my arms again. Since I was raised in the days, remember when you used to pick me up from raising the days. Till the mixtapes instead of getting great, till my barber's getting a quick fade and a shave. What can I say? Didn't think these days that I'd be missing. Now I'm sitting at the table waiting to reminisce.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Doesn't matter how many times I try. Can't be without your love.
I don't know why he's giving me Eric Benet.
So I'm not giving up, no, no. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Doesn't matter what's been said or done. Yeah, I can make it right.
Craig David, one more time. What are y'all thinking?
I think this is going to be big for the summertime.
I think so, too.
Like, I think if it drops, like, if he able to get it on the radio, like, right now, it'll be huge out here in L.A. Because, you know, everybody go to the beach and he riding bikes and shit. Like, the video is summer. It feels summer.
He still sounds amazing, too.
Yeah.
You know how you kind of, like, scared when people come back?
Yeah.
Like,
oh,
he still got it.
And I like that he didn't try to go for that.
Yeah. Like, he stays himself.
Like, he didn't have, like, the reprise of, like, still walking. Like.
He looks good,
and that's
too.
Why he's going to do well.
Yeah, he aged well.
Shout out to Craig David. All right, so this woman, I came across her, and just anytime she puts a visual out, it's really fucking dope. Laura Mavella, the song is called Show Me Love.
You was high.
Sure was.
You were definitely putting one up in the air. Who is this?
I miss belonging to someone. I miss the kiss of another. I miss the moment.
Bitch, this shit's dope as fuck.
Nigga, yo, Rain Daniel KKO.
And I will be high.
Did the song start?
Girl, yes.
You hear the music, right?
It sounds like the intro still.
Weird.
It is an intro.
He was high.
The video was 6 minutes long.
Okay.
And I'm only giving you a little taste because
she sounds like she's chanting.
I get it. I think I get it.
What?
Drop the beat.
That's
what happened?
You gotta go tune in for
the
rest of it.
Why would you do that?
Why would you do that to us?
Because the song is so dope.
How we know the bitch ain't put a trance on us just now? I want to belong to someone to hold me.
You did. And now you're going to leave here in a positive motherfucking spirit, bitch.
You were high when you found that video. I have no opinion because I don't even know what the fuck just happened.
That wasn't cute to you in any way, shape, or form.
No. I mean,
it had me interested, but I mean, you didn't give... You didn't give us nothing.
Well, if you guys want to hear some great music and you want to see what that leads into, because it's just pure epicness, and we've played her music many times before, and you was all into it, but that's fine.
That's a fucking
lie. I like
lie.
To wake up, go on my Apple Music, and walk my dog and listen to shit like that.
He goes to sleep to shit like that.
No, I don't go to sleep. I wake up to that. That puts me in the spirit of the Lord.
Oh.
That puts you in the spirit of the Lord?
Girl, yeah, she's talking about show me love. She's talking to God. She needs a touch. She don't
want
to depend on a man.
I want to be held by you, one to be.
All right, bitch. We're going to take this bitch
to church.
I got to
listen some more.
Yeah, yes. I'm with you.
There you go. All right, last but not least, I had to put this because Queen wanted it last week. Raven Justice, Between Your Thighs.
Yeah, I like that title.
Can't lie, girl, I need it, I'm feeling. Cause I've been working hard all day. Your body, I love it. I cannot control it. You make a nigga feel this way. I swear, girl, I'm on my way.
so anxious, I cannot wait. But as soon as I get inside, put my face in between your thighs. Oh, oh, oh. Put my face in between your thighs. Oh, oh, oh. Put my face in between your thighs. It's been a long day. I've been working all day. Can't believe I'm still here. I don't wanna be here. All I can think, hoping that my baby at home for me. Hoping that she ready to jump on me. Hoping that she ready to hump on me.
Oh, Raven Justice, Between Your Thighs.
You know what? I'm no sex, I'm sorry. But you know what? You know what? I'm going to just say this. You know what I'm noticing? And I'm praying to God that this is happening right now. It's black men are starting to put more brown women in their videos again.
Oh, yeah.
Not only that, they're starting to get and marry their little brown woman. I was looking at LeBron James' wife is black. J.R. Smith, he married his college girl who's black. Steph Curry wife is, I'm just like, thank you God, I hope that they're coming back over to the brown girls, please.
Queen trying to find her man, y'all.
No, I'm not trying to find
y'all
me,
contact
man.
Us at BHLB at gmail.com.
Fuck you, cause you like black dick too, nigga.
Sure that. I have a black dick.
No, but I just hope that the love is coming back with all this crazy stuff that's going on. I hope that they're starting to realize, like, you know what, we've been doing our sisters wrong. I think we do need to go back to our sisters. So
girl,
I hope
what
they
happened?
Come in. Oh. Don't start with me this fucking week. Don't start with me this week.
I got your
week.
Back. I got
you got
your
my back,
yeah.
D? What you
yeah.
think, D?
Well, first of all, I love this song. I love how he is making it, obviously he's talking about being between your thighs, but he's making it like a love song.
Song, yeah.
Not talking about coming home to his girl, right. And you know, can't wait to see her. And then I'm gonna get up in between them thighs. Like that's
R&B.
The right way to
that's
do
what
it.
We need.
I know, but you know,
but no,
it's been a little ratchet
look,
lately.
Girl,
lately,
well, real R&B
the past
is
few years.
Right.
You take like a subject like that and you make it sound cute and you make it sound adult and
but
romantic.
He said he can't wait, right, but he said he can't wait to see her,
yeah.
And he,
yeah.
You know, he hopes she's excited to see him. But I'm
like,
into
that's
it.
Dope.
We need that.
Yeah.
Don't you wish they come back to us though?
I got faith. They coming.
They coming.
They coming.
Because we patient.
Well, how patient?
Right, because let's take a look at this next video.
Oh,
Dondre
God.
Nicole drop.
What you doing?
Speaking
what did
of
you
patience.
Do?
I like how you segued into that. I like that.
What did you do?
Well, tell us a little bit about it. The song is called Too Good.
Yes.
And tell us about your patience with the song Too
Man.
Good.
Man,
damn.
Well, this is the thing. I do have patience. It's like when you get to know who you are, because you know we go through that phase, like our adolescent phase, where we don't really know
mm-hmm.
what we like. You know, we just try to go for whatever. So you meet a guy and he's cute and everything is like going great. Then the honeymoon phase starts to fade. And, you know, they're not as consistent. They start coming home at whatever
mm-hmm.
hours they want to come home, not checking in, and just breaking promises, cheating, like all that stuff. And it's like everybody has their breaking point. So
let me help
yeah
you.
I had to breathe. Thank you. Mm-hmm. So with that and with Too Good, I was never like the girl that popped off and where would you at. I'm not that girl. I always put all my feelings and everything into either
music.
Poems or songs.
Mm-hmm.
So it was just me, no music, in my room, candles lit, pen and paper. And I just wrote all my feelings out about how I felt. I mean, everything is very, very specific, you know, to certain things that had happened. And when I wrote it, child, I recorded it, like, on a voice note, let them listen to it, and that was it. Like, that was my goodbye.
Wow.
So,
and,
I like her.
And so the visual you have, well, let's take a look at it first, and then we'll go through that. So here's mm-hmm. Dondre and Nicole, Too Good.
Clean.
I may be selfish and a little bit confused. We've had a jealous streak and took it out on you. Was you woman, it was right or die for you.
You better sing.
Would you do the same for me? Sometimes I'm lazy, and wanna go to sleep. Don't always wanna cook, but I meet your every need. But no one's gonna hold you down like I did. Everything I needed was always overlooked. I was barely heard and never understood. And when I think about us again, I remember why I'm good. I'm too good for you to tell you the truth. I'm wasting my time on what's up for life. I can't get back, and I don't know why. Cause you ain't no good, but I wish you would. I'm too good for you. Too good for you.
You look great.
Thank you.
No, I'm not perfect. I'm worth much more than you. You took all that I gave and left nothing to lose. The sacrifices I made, you made it clear you wouldn't change. Guess I'll take the blame for believing you. You always told me that I know what's up, and you was wearing you, was always showing love.
I promise you,
you never showed it like I did. You was getting time, I gave it to no one else. I was reading you better than I was.
Dondra and Nicole, too good.
I want this shit to keep playing.
Well, girl, you're gonna have to go give her the like and view on YouTube.
A lot of shit. Yo, okay. I fucks with this. Y'all shot this with a red. This is what I do for a living. Do you understand? Y'all shot this with a red. I love how clean the concept is. The color of your dress went perfect with the background of that house.
Thank you.
Which I thought was like, is this Rihanna's house?
Amazing. You look amazing. You invested in that video. And you sound fucking dope. And now I want more. I'm going to watch that video. I want more.
Thank you.
Didn't want the video to stop. I'm so mad y'all cut this off.
Girl.
I know. I'll watch it later.
Well, we don't need YouTube to show it.
Can I buy it?
You can buy it now. It's available. It's on iTunes, yeah.
Boom. I'm going to buy it.
Yes.
I'll do it now.
Tell us about the visual right there. So, very clean, very simple, classic. Did that visual kind of like as you're writing the song, like that's how I imagine it. Like you were writing the song and it was like, let me just do what the fuck I was feeling in the moment. You drinking wine, you smoking a cigarette, going through all these thoughts.
Yeah, and you know what? I actually wanted to go even harder. Like, I wanted to be sitting in a tub of diamonds, like, full of money. Like, just really showing, like, how too good I was. Mm-hmm. But when you listen to the words and you hear the emotion, it just needs to be something simple. And that's why we just did, like, the one scene, you know, throughout the house, so you can just get into it and not be distracted by, you know, stuff that doesn't matter with a song like that.
And you're following it, too. Like, you know, exactly like you said, to use, like, a one cam and just kind of follow it around. I'm on the journey with you from the kitchen to the outside, listening to your story. And I feel like we've moved away from that.
She just bought it.
Right now. Now, y'all see that? See what the power, what y'all can do? Right now, everyone can go and purchase Dondra and Nicole, Too Good, available on
iTunes. I just did
right
it.
Now,
it's only 99-cent, motherfuckers. Get it. And she got something called Laya and Dear Destiny.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to listen to those, and then I'm going to buy them bitches, too. But
this is
too good for you. I'm going to drive home today.
I appreciate it.
Word up.
She going to be in her car.
They know I be running shit when
snap,
I love it.
On the Snapchat.
I be running snap. Like, I'm feeling that.
Thank you.
You know why, honestly? Because it's like we're so, I don't know about you, but for me, like, you know, you patient, and then it's like niggas take advantage of that shit. Yeah. Like they take advantage, and you like, yo, do you know that I'm the fucking catch, not you, bro? Like I'm the catch. So do understand that I'm the one that's too good for you. You're walking around here acting like you're too good for me, but I'm the one who's too good for you, and I need to know my worth.
Exactly.
And I need to be like, deuces, motherfucker.
And that's another thing, like, you know, I definitely touched on, like, the pain and the disappointment and stuff, but I wanted it to be positive, too.
Yes.
You know, I wanted you to listen to it and be like, okay, you know what? It's not necessarily a sad song. It's kind of like me emerging
from... Knowing your worth. Yes.
Yeah.
Coming
Phoenix.
Of age.
Right.
Yes.
So, writing for you, I mean, you had all the success on YouTube. And now it's like you're building and you're growing and you're becoming Dondra and Nicole.
Yes. I like her.
How do you stay true to your story, your sound? Because like we said, we're talking about Mateo, a lot of people from the outside come in and they're like, well, what if you did this? Or what if you did that? How do you stay true to who Dondre is?
She picked the right team. Sorry.
Yes, picked the right team. And me, just as a person, I'm a very free spirit. So I'm open to trying and listening. And then if I don't like it, then I just don't like it. Mm-hmm. There's some things that I'm just like, oh, hell no. Mm-hmm. But for the most part, I'm open to learning things that I don't know that much about or that I don't have that much experience in. Even with, like, music and sound and stuff like that, I grew up listening to country and rock and pop and opera. So I've always been a very open-minded person. I don't knock it till you try it.
Your energy gives me Monica, and I love Monica. Mm. Monica is a very humble, sweet, poised, spiritual woman, and I'm getting Monica, country girl, sweet.
Well, thank you. That's the sis.
Yeah, that's good. God bless you.
So we're releasing an EP. Mm-hmm. Tell us about it.
It is called...
Girl, what? I wish I had
what
the balls.
What did I sign up for?
Girl, I don't know. But my thing was, I wish I had the balls to do that to her, but ain't no way my finger's going in your hand. No shade. But
okay, go ahead. It's called the Day of the Dawn. Ooh. And really what it is for me, I've been gone for like a really long time. YouTube was like 2006, 2007. So we in 2016. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I wanted to come back out with a vengeance, with a new girl, with a new attitude, with staying power, with substance, with knowledge of who I am, which is, you know, mm-hmm. how Too Good came along. Because, you know, JD and the whole So Dev team, they did everything for me. So I didn't learn how to do things. I didn't mm-hmm. learn. I was scared to go work with other people. Like, I didn't know.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So this coming back out is like reintroducing Dondria. We added Dondria Nicole, that's my middle name, just to let everybody know, like, this is the new and improved in all aspects Dondria.
Are you doing anything for BET Weekend, like BET Music Matters or anything like that? Do you have anything booked for her?
I'm not performing. I will be everywhere.
Out and about.
She should go to the Soul...
You've performed at the Soul or R&B Soul Spot, right?
Yeah. I performed at the Soul Spot and R&B Brunch.
Yeah, R&B.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. She out here.
And R&B Live. I've done, yeah, like when I first got out here, I did all of that. I am going to the ASCAP Awards. That's going to be awesome.
That's awesome.
It's going to be
so
awesome.
So, Day of the Dawn, though. So, okay, you have found yourself, your voice, and obviously we're always on an age of growing and finding ourselves every day. What is something between the time of YouTube, So Deaf and today, and now you're working on your EP as the new you. Mm-hmm. What's something that you've learned that you'd want to say to independent artists out there or young people watching the show who want to be in your seat, who want to live their dreams and live their goals, but they keep getting knocked down? How do you stay
encourage them?
Yeah.
Listen, you have to keep going. The word resilience, I've always known what that word meant, but to experience the word is like a total different, it's a total different meaning.
What was a moment for you where that word really rang true?
I think that after the album was out, the singles were out, I had all the success on 106 in Park, and I went on tour with Trey Songz and Monica, and whatever the dream is, I had it. And then it was time to put out the third single, and things started kind of die down a little bit, and my confidence was mm-hmm. shaken. And then, like, people who said that they were your friends, you know, they would stab you in the back.
So the truth started showing. Yeah.
He was in L.A.
Mm-hmm. Right. So it was...
okay.
It made me shut down, because...
No. Girl, look at where you are.
Look at where you are. You are sitting. No, you are here.
No, the place that I'm in now, you know, I'm the
so
shit.
Emotional.
Like,
please don't cry because I'll
cry. We don't have both of us. We have pussies. Like, we would be up here like.
Listen, because I've been like.
Tell your testimony,
girl.
Go ahead.
Praying for God to like open up my heart. But when he did it, I be crying at movies. Mm-hmm. Like, it's like, wait, I didn't, you know, I didn't want all that. But, yeah, just so many like disappointments. And I just went through a space where I just didn't know what to do, you know? So it took me to kind of like just pick myself back up and, you know, start telling myself that you got this and that it was God made this happen. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, it wasn't luck. It wasn't by chance. Like, I'm here for a reason. And, mm-hmm.
Yes.
That's what I have to keep saying in my head.
But you don't have to keep saying it, because the reality is the product that just was placed on this TV screen right
shows
here
shows it all.
Versus whatever 3-4 singles came out of a company. Look right. What you are capable of putting together. And that's
what?
Why I want you to say that to these kids out here, because these kids... We are in this world where the television tells us what you have to be, what box you have to fit in.
Yes.
And you stepped away from the box, and you are creating your own box. And, girl, you're going to play in your sandbox. But you know what I mean? And I appreciate that, and I love that, and I love that story. And I love that you're the guest on the day that we're talking about the Mateo and coming out and being true to yourself. So I appreciate you and your story
and
the visuals that you're giving us. And so, Dawn.
But also not only that. 10 years ago, internet wasn't ruling everything.
Mm. Right.
So this is a time where you can make your own way with your own rules and make your own money and not have to pay anybody anything other than your small team.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So this gives you 10 years later, you need it to be free. You need it to be set free.
Mm-hmm.
You need it to be free because too many people was trying to control you. So what you needed to do was be patient.
Ooh. Here we come back
patience,
to that word.
Patience has brought you right here where you are today, where you're free to create how you choose to create. Now you have the freedom to visually bring everything into fruition, because the people who are around you is the people you choose to be around you.
Right. And I can say, like, I'm so
blessed.
So blessed. Mm-hmm. So proud of what I've created and what I've been able to do, you know, with my team just in this short year. It's like, it's crazy. Like, my first album, I feel like every artist, that's their baby because it's their first album, but this music is like, it's a whole nother territory.
I'm gonna be honest, before I met you, I never do research on who's coming. That picture of you with the thing, you scrolled my Instagram. I was like, who's this girl? I don't know who you are, but I saw that on my Instagram before. Yeah, so it's making waves. And then when they sent it and was like, oh, this, she's going to be our guest. I was like, oh, shit, I saw her before on Instagram. So, you know, at least that picture.
All right, Josh, you're probably doing your job. okay, so in 2016, we're working on the new EP. Yeah. What other projects would you like to work on or accomplish before the end of the year? What are some things that we can expect as fans?
Well, the EP is coming. I'm also working on the album. I mean, I just want to, now that I'm like on this road, I just want to just drop.
So EP then album.
Yeah.
Following right after.
Yeah. Okay. And because I did a double single release this first go around, that picture with the Leia, that's the other single that I dropped. I'm going to do another double single release after this. I know my fans have been waiting. And I'm excited to gain new fans and new eyes and new ears and, you know, just impact people. So that, and then I want to release some of my poetry. I think that a lot of it is from a dark place. A lot of it is from happy places. But I think poetry is a way that people can, you know, get into me and relate with certain emotions and stuff, too.
So we're going to get, like, the Donger and Nicole Lemonade?
I think in between as an idea, I don't know if you already thought about it, but on your EP, in between each song, your interludes is
a poem.
So that you're feeding us with music and with your words. So every song, after every song, you give us
some poetry.
To a cute little
beat.
And
then we go right into, no, it doesn't even have to be a beat. It could just be clean or with some very low
like
monotone.
Life Jennings used to do
Life,
it.
Yes. Hey, you. Yeah. Life Jennings used to do it all the time, but you would do it your way.
Yeah.
So I think that'll be a great idea because it'll help people think. You don't know who's going through what, and your music can, and your music and your poetry can help them grow and help heal people because music heals people.
Yeah. My, one of my friends, she's been in this marriage for like a really long time, but they had been having trouble and having problems, but she finally, like, her divorce is going to be final next week. And she was like, girl, Too Good is like my anthem. Like, I'm singing it every day until those papers are signed. Okay. And I'm like, okay, like, you know, but, and I've gotten a lot of stories like that. Just, I like that. I like to be able to inspire people and get them in a deep place, mm-hmm. not just let's party, let's have fun all the time.
So, just need it. Yeah. Let everybody sleep. Wake us up, please.
Amen. the last thing, also, I saw you do this thing, Dondria and Friends, on YouTube.
Oh, yeah.
Really cute. Hey. I saw the freestyle one of you in the car driving with your homegirl.
Yeah, that's Carlicia Levert, Gerald Levert's daughter. I try to like keep stuff on YouTube. That's a whole nother story because.
But that's good because they see the 360 of who you are, your personality. Right. Okay, she can get deep, but at the same time, she can get.
You know, little thuggish.
Song.
Thuggish, ruckish, bomb.
Dondria, where can everyone follow you, check out your music, and purchase it?
Yes, Dondria Nicole on Instagram, Dondria on Twitter, Official Dondria on Facebook, SoundCloud Dondria Nicole. Just type in Dondria Nicole. Yeah.
Queen.
That's what I just did, and I'm going to listen to this all the way home. Of course, you can find me at Queen Wink on Instagram, Snapchat, and on Queen Live on Twitter.
Boom. Thank you guys for tuning in, and Dondria, thank you for stopping by.
Yeah,
thank you for having
me. Good
thank
energy.
You.
Make sure you guys check us all out at BHL Online. Also, BHL The Beat on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Keep in contact with me all week long at DJ Jesse J. If you guys want to be featured on The Beat, hit us up at BHLTheBeat@gmail.com. Peace.
Deuces.
From executives Kevin Undergaro, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, and the entire BHL staff, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us. info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I am the official voice of Black Hollywood Live, Scipio, Instagramming, at KingXOBay. Thanks for tuning in.
Music Redefined.
The views expressed here are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.